Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Charlie Morris, who is founder of Bytetree and creator of the Bold Index. How are you today, Charlie?
Hi, Zach. Nice to be here.
Well, we haven't spoken for a while and the world has gone mad with gold going through the roof and Bitcoin temporarily going through the roof, but then coming back. But we're here to talk about Bold. Maybe you can tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, thanks, Zach. Bold's a project that started 5.5 years ago. It's an index that combines Bitcoin and gold. We managed to turn it into an ETF, launched in Zurich in April 22. And on Tuesday this week, we finally managed to get to the London Stock Exchange, you know, nearly 5.5 years after conceiving the idea.
Right. So, I mean, this was quite an ambitious thing to do, getting onto the stock market. What was your thinking behind that?
People need to access the product, you know. So we created an index. We partnered with 21 shares based in Zurich and New York. They're a crypto native ETF company or ETP company, and they've got 10 billion AUM. So we partnered with them nearly 4 years ago. And Bold's been trading happily in European markets for 3.5 years, and now it's in London. So, you know, hopefully people can access the product. But you think that once you're in the London stock market, that's a job done. But really not, because the platforms make it very difficult for UK retail clients to buy Bitcoin and Bitcoin-related products.
I mean, there was obviously early summer last year, quite a bubble in Bitcoin treasury companies. Maybe one or two people have got burnt fingers after that. Is Bold a way of bypassing the horrors of that particular phase in the stock market?
That's a good question, Zach, because, you know, the treasury companies were always a regulatory arbitrage. I mean, I think people drank the Kool-Aid and thought there was some alpha being created. Of course, there wasn't. And the only reason that treasury companies really existed, particularly my strategy, was because Bitcoin was banned in places like the UK. Bitcoin ETFs. And so, you know, it's no great surprise that the MicroStrategy premium, or MNAV, as some people call it, started coming down from October, precisely at the time when London listed Bitcoin ETFs for retail investors.
And so going forward, people like the idea of Bold, they like you, they're trading away. What happens?
Yes, I mean, you know, just a moment on Bold, if I may. I mean, those, you know, Bitcoin's a sort of 35% volatility asset, you know, like a large oil stock or something like that. The same as Meta, less than Nvidia and less than Tesla. And gold's obviously about 18. So, you know, quite low for a very, very low for a commodity. And the beauty of Bold is we risk weight the two assets. You know, it's, at the moment it's about one third Bitcoin, two thirds gold. The key point being, it's not 50-50, which would be, you know, if you had £50 in Bitcoin and £50 in gold, you've got more risk in Bitcoin than you have in gold. So we equalize that according to historic volatility of 360 days. And at the moment we're about two thirds gold, one third Bitcoin. And the magic of the combination is that you get the volatility of Bitcoin comes down to very close to the volatility of gold. And we rebalance the portfolio every month, and that adds 5-7% per year. And, you know, that really is true, that, you know, you've got this extraordinary outperformance from clipping them. And the treasury companies, you know, had twice the volatility of Bitcoin, and we've got half the volatility of Bitcoin. So which one would you prefer?
I think I know, actually. I'm sure most people know after going through that 2025 experience. So just as a final comment maybe from you, your outlook on gold and your outlook on Bitcoin.
Well, it's quite interesting because the reason these two assets rebalance so well is because they have very low correlation. Now, it wouldn't escape your attention that Q4 saw a very weak Bitcoin and a very strong gold. You know, this year, which is, you know, pretty short, 2 weeks in, we've seen a little bit of continued strength in gold and a little bit of recovery in Bitcoin. But the key point here is that probably a year from now, we'll be talking about how, you know, gold's done and it hasn't moved for 3 or 4 months, or it's gone down 20% or something, and Bitcoin's on an all-time high. And that sort of counter-cyclicality between the assets keeps on happening. And the key point is that Bitcoin and gold are complementary and they are not in competition. Gold is the real asset, you know, the reserve asset, the real world. Bitcoin the reserve asset of the internet. And that's why it behaves like an internet stock. And guess what? Internet stocks have been weak the last 3 months. So, you put these two together and you get a fantastic outcome. And that's what it's all about. It's a sort of how, a way for Bitcoin to be held by ladies and gentlemen rather than hooligans.
Gentlemen players, perhaps. I think so. I mean, the irony is just as my final comment that gold and Bitcoin, you would have thought they're like chalk and cheese, but they both had at one time they've been regarded as stores of value. At least Bitcoin has been suggested as a store of value alongside gold.
So what they've got in common, three, well, four things. They're alternative assets. They haven't got a chairman. They haven't got a board. They haven't got earnings. They are neutral, global, independent, alternative assets, and they're highly liquid, and they have limited supply. So they have all those things in common. But where they differ is, as I said a moment ago, one represents the real world, the central banks accumulate it as part of their reserves, and the other is the reserve asset of the digital world, which of course is fast growing. But the digital world, from a share price perspective at the moment, is in retreat after a 3 year surge up to last October. So, the internet hasn't gone away, it's not going to stop growing, but nevertheless, internet stocks in general have been a bit punchy. So, I think they're different things, and that's the most important thing. Yet, what's really important is they're out of the system. Globally neutral assets, global brand, broadly accepted, transportable, these sorts of things. And that's why I think they're such a natural pairing.
Charlie Morris, a creator of the Bold Index. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.